Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey. I know that I've said a lot this week, things that I've said to you before, but this is a personal sense that God has given us this new year and that God wants us to move out of a passivity, that He wants us to, in a certain level, take charge, but we take charge. And this is a paradox. Christian life is always a paradox. With the Lord, we take charge by surrendering. Now, what do I mean by that? When we say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. You are my Savior. I want to receive you as my Savior. I want to live with you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. I want to grow in that. When we say that to the Lord, when we acknowledge that to the Lord, we put ourselves in a place where we really can grow in a personal relationship with Him. But we've got to make the choice. We don't, as how many times have I said this, and you can say it right with me, we don't drift into heaven. It doesn't work that way. We have to make choices. And here we are, a month out from our New Year's resolutions. And I've been asking all week, what are we doing? Were they just nice resolutions and we've already forgotten what they were? Or maybe we remember what they were, but we haven't done anything about them. Or we were faithful for a week to it and then, well, life just got too busy. Nothing should be more important in your life than your relationship with God. God understands what is absolutely necessary that we need to do, and He will do it with us. But don't make excuses with God that you're too busy for Him. He desires union with you. He desires to draw you into Himself, and you will not lose an iota of your personality. In fact, it will become enhanced. The more you become who you really are, a son or a daughter of God, the more God's grace shines through you, through your talents, your gifts, through your weaknesses, as well as through your strengths. The opening prayer for this Sunday says this: Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. That's what we want. We want His protection. That's where we're safe. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, this is Isaiah speaking to a people who are steeped in anguish. They're in the darkness. They're in the gloom. And what is God's point with them? Share your bread with the hungry. And His point is, no matter how bleak our present state, the fact is, you are the salt of the earth. That even in the midst of difficulty, we can become, in our own personal lives, we can become a light in the darkness if we're drawing close to Christ, if we're giving Him our lives daily, if we're giving Him our successes and glorifying Him, if we're giving Him our failures and asking Him to help us. He will do it. Let's take a look at this first reading. Prophet Isaiah chapter 58, verses 7 to 10. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them. Do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and He will say, here I am. That's what God will say to you when you cry out. Here I am. And if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, there you are. Remove from your midst oppression, weighing down on others, blaming others, putting all the weight and burden on them. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, the malicious speech, the gossip that destroys the reputation of another, if you do those things, And then, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, in other words, if you reach out to those who are poor around you and satisfy their needs, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. In other words, let's be honest with the Lord about our weaknesses, our failures, our huge mistakes, our little mistakes. Just talk to Him. Ask for His forgiveness. And then go and serve the poor in some way. Your neighbor down the street, you don't have to sign up for an organization, though you can do that. But find the poor in your own neighborhood first. See what needs to be done there. Or perhaps there's somebody in real poverty in your own child's classroom. You don't know, brothers and sisters, where they are. They can be physically poor. They can be materially poor. They can be spiritually poor. Don't miss that. Perhaps you have something to give them, encouragement, prayer. The Lord is clearly telling us what we need to do. Are we willing to do it? Psalm 112 tells us, the just man is a light in darkness to the upright. The just man is a light in the darkness. It's honestly true, brothers and sisters, and sometimes it shows up physically because the light of God can shine through you. Now, don't go around looking for that. You'll know it if it happens. The point is that the more you give up sin and the more you reach out to others in need, the more God's light can shine in you because His presence can be strengthened in you. Confess your sin and serve the poor. It's not that difficult. The difficulty is reorienting your agenda, your priorities. But if you do that by His grace, ask for His help, your life will change. Make only one decision at a time, but make one today. Don't put it off. Make one decision, take one step, even if it's a baby step, take it today. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. In other words, when evil comes, difficulty comes, his heart is firm. He trusts in the Lord. How's your heart in the midst of difficulty? We all need Jesus. We all suffer. We all experience distress. We need Jesus so that we can be strengthened and in turn help others. First letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. For I listened to this of Paul. I didn't come to you with eloquent speech, in other words, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Paul turned to God so that what he taught was based on the power and the wisdom of God, so that people would not be drawn to him, but to Christ. He could be the mediator, but he knew he needed to bring people to Christ. Ponder that letter, Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And now we come to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Remember, brothers and sisters, this is all the Sundays in ordinary time. You probably can say this with me, but there are still people listening for the first time. The Gospel for the ordinary time in this year, 2017, is the Gospel of Matthew. I have a book entitled Deeper Conversion, which is about 35, 36 meditations on the Sunday Gospel. You can get that book by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on bookstore. Or you can access it by learning more about this program by going to renewalministries.net/FFJ. Either way, we'll get you to the bookstore. I really urge you to get this book. I really urge you to chew on the Word of God, to chew it, to swallow it, to digest it, until you and God's Word are really united. And there is the power and the grace. God has so much for you. Don't be satisfied with just going to Mass on Sunday, though that's a glorious, glorious privilege. But if we don't have faith and we just think external attendance takes care of everything, no, brothers and sisters, God wants a personal relationship with you. Read Deeper Conversion. There's more to read, but make sure you read it and read only one chapter a week, and it will change you. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." You, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light, which comes by your repentance from sin, which comes by your desire to follow the Lord more closely and to reach out to others, bringing the saving message of God by your life. You are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." It's not you. You're not up there blowing the trumpet and look how holy and good I am. You want to see Christ known and loved. And you know if you can bring a word of hope, a word of encouragement, if you can walk alongside somebody and help them, then the light shines forth in you and they see it. Honestly, God wants to touch your life and he wants to use you to bring so many, many to himself. The psalm that was today is simply, "The just man is a light in the darkness to the upright." The just man, that is, you seek to follow the Lord daily, you repent when you fail. The just man is a light in the darkness to the upright. That is, to those who are trying to follow him. But you can also become a light eventually to those who walk in darkness. If you persevere, if you ask God daily to increase your faith, if you put your hope in him, if you allow your life to be conformed to his word, then you become light in the darkness because God shares himself with you. May God bless you and may he lead you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789, Faith More Precious Than Gold, or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.